My name's Jane DiMarchi. I'm the Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs for the American Seed Trade Association. I'm based out of Washington, D.C.
And ASTA, as they call the American Seed Trade Association, has several meetings a year. The one we've been at this week here in Monterey, California, is, of course, the one focused on vegetables, specialty crops, and flower seeds. Interesting timing. The Farm Bill finally got through conference committee. And you might, first of all, just tell us how you all feel about that from the seed industry world.
Well, we're so relieved to see the Farm Bill moving. You know, enabling growers to have certainty of a five-year Farm Bill, getting that passed. We've been working on this since 2011, and we're just so pleased to see it moving and feel really optimistic that things are going to work out. So we have a lot of confidence it's going to happen this time.
I know you all in ASTA had a lot of input in that, wanting some certain things to try to unburden some regulations, I guess, that had some of the seeds stuck in the pipeline that farmers really wanted and needed, and I understand we got some of those things in the language.
Yes, we did. There was a recognition that access to seeds is really important, and we have had just some paperwork hurdles getting seeds through EPA, and these are products that are regulated by USDA or have gone through the deregulation process. So our feeling is that seeds are seeds, and when they're coming into the United States, should be treated as such. But we want to make sure that farmers have access to seed at the right time. Even a week of delay for planting can have a huge impact on yield. So we want to make sure to get the right seeds into farmers' hands at the right time. So, yes, we're gratified that that was included as part of the bill. There was a lot of negotiating that went on. I think in any successful negotiation, people have to give a little. And so despite that, I think across the ag community, there is real interest in seeing this bill passed.
Jumping around a little bit, seeds treatment stewardship, you're all very involved in that. Now give us a little overview of what ASTA is doing and talk to the farmers out there in our audience.
Sure. So pollinator health is getting more and more attention, and I'm sure your audience is well aware of the situation for pollinators. One of the aspects that's changed a lot in recent years in the seed industry is more and more treated seed is being sold, and particularly in corn and cotton and soybeans, a very high percentage of seed that's sold is treated. And those seed treatments are really important for farmers to help them with establishment of their crops and to have a really targeted and very small application of chemical to try and address their pest problems. But as time's gone by, with the pollinator issues getting more attention, we wanted to make sure that farmers had the right messages about how to take care of that treated seed, particularly to minimize the dust that might be coming off of from the bag as it's emptied into the planter, or that's coming off the planter as those seeds are going into the ground. And so we've started an education campaign. We have a website, which we'd welcome people to go to, seed-treatment-guide, where people can get a lot of information all the way along the chain, even from those folks who are doing treatment down to the farmer, about what are some of the best stewardship practices. Again, really focusing on minimizing dust. We've been out across some of the main corn and soybean states at their local state grower meetings talking about seed treatment stewardship. And my boss, Andy Levine, went to the Beltwide Cotton Conference, which is a big conference to talk about emerging issues for cotton.
Well, you guys are very much involved in investing in research in these areas, too, as I understand.
Yeah, our companies are involved in all different aspects related to seed treatment. If that includes the chemicals and also the polymers and coatings that are used to make sure that those chemicals are adhering to the seed. And there's a lot of innovation going on, and we want to make sure that the regulations around seed treatment don't change and prohibit this type of innovation that's coming along. We have members who are working on biologics, you know, different kinds of treatments that might be really beneficial someday.
Let's change gears. Talk to us a little about the Food Safety Modernization Act and how that all connects with the seed world.
Yeah. Well, the Food Safety Modernization Act is touching all of agriculture, and folks really need to be aware because these new regulations are coming. On the seed side, we submitted comments that were related to seeds that are used for sprouts, which really do need to be maintained and handled in a very safe way to make sure that sprout production, the ultimate sprout, is also safe. And we're working towards submitting comments on the feed safety rule. We're working with a lot of different sectors in the feed industry, because all around feed and food production, there are definitely there's streams that do go into feed procedures, but they need to be treated as feed, not as food. And so those comments are evolving, and we will be submitting something to FDA at the end of March.
You know, the slogan y'all have, I think it's first the seed, really is true. It all starts with the seed, doesn't it? And behind the scenes, y'all are so very involved in what the farmers put in the ground.
That's right. The seed is so important. As we also say, it's not only just important to farmers, it's important to anybody who wants to eat.
What am I not asking for our farmer audience at this point in time that you might want to add?
There's a burgeoning interest in cover crops as a way to maintain soil health and for nutrient management. And our companies are the folks who supply those cover crop seeds. And what we're seeing out of the Farm Bill is increased interest in conservation compliance. The NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Service from USDA, is really pushing cover crops and soil health. So we really want to connect farmers to these cover crop seeds and make sure that folks are using seeds that have been cleaned and processed in a way that'll really encourage the best cover crops out there, focusing on cover crop seed to help with those conservation efforts.
You know, there might be a connection. It sounds like that some of these cover crops might be designed in the conservation easements, for example, to really help those issues along.
That's right. We're really interested in learning more about ways that cover crops can help with pollinator forage, and we anticipate that next year that USDA will hold a meeting to have lots of folks at the table to talk about those issues. We're looking forward to next week. There is a meeting in D.C. on varroa mite. Varroa mite is really regarded by most scientists as being largely responsible for the colony collapse disorder problem. And there's just a lot of work in the pollinator area that needs to be done to figure out. It's a multifaceted problem with pollinators, and we really want to try and get to the bottom of what's going on.
Excellent. Great catching up with Jane DeMarchi of the American Seed Trade Association. So good to visit with you today. Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much.